You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Practice.
Welcome to Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. You can find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. And before we get into this week's episode, or again, it's not a week. Why do I keep saying weeks? Before we get into this latest episode, I've told you before that coming up in October, I will be running my first half marathon, and I am raising funds for St. Jude's. My goal is $1,000, so I think it's very obtainable, at least I hope it is. And if you head over to the Positive Cynicism Facebook page, I have put up the donation page, the link to the donation page. And, you know, we have until October to raise the money, but if you are feeling inclined to donate, I am using this early, I'm setting this up this far in advance because I kind of need that motivation to start training and to make this thing real. So I know if other people are counting on me, then I cannot slack off and be the typical lazy person that I have become. So I encourage you, I hope, please donate if you can, if this is a charity that is meaningful to you, or even if you just want to see me suffer through running 13 miles, please donate. And also remember to listen to the other shows here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. We have Nerd United with Greg Mahochko, My 1-2-3 Cents with Kevin Hudensberger. Greg also has a Nebraska Cornhusker show called The Five Hearts. So check them out. They all are good shows and deserve your listen. On today's episode, we have the second installment of Question Everything. And this one was a fun interview. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I have a friend of mine who co-hosts a podcast called So Is He Captain America? Where it's two women who know nothing about superheroes talking superhero movies, and I had to redact my friend's name because, like all superheroes, they don't want their secret identity to get out into the public. I made that faux pas, so you'll hear that edit early on in the show, but I have a feeling if you go over and listen to their show, you can find out who I'm talking to, but we will get into that interview right after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Greg Mahochko, the co-founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network and host of the Nerds United Podcast. And what will you hear on the Nerds United Podcast? Well, you'll hear conversations with me and artists or writers, creators of comic books. You'll hear panel discussions from some various regional comic cons. You'll hear cosplay. You'll have celebrity interviews. It all happens here on Nerds United. You never know what to expect. Sometimes you might just get into a half hour of me rambling aimlessly, sometimes with a little aim, kind of like guys in the urinals. And never mind. But you'll get some ramblings of me, my thoughts, and maybe even some suggestions on some books to read. Pick up at your local comic book store. That's where it all starts, your local comic book store. So head on over there, grab a handful of comics, and put on Nerds United, either in the car or while you're reading, and enjoy the show.
What is the meaning of life? Do aliens exist? How much wood can a woodchuck chuck? Why do superheroes wear their underwear on the outside? It's Question Everything. In the hot seat tonight, the co-host of So, Is He Captain America?
That's right. You can listen to Nerds United here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Greg Mahochko, the founder of said network. It's his weekly or bi-weekly or bi-monthly. He does a show whenever he has something to talk about, and I'm sure with a slew of superhero movies coming out in the next few months. He will have more to say about nerd culture. And segueing into nerd culture and superheroes, I, as I mentioned in the opening, am joined by the co-host of, so, is he Captain America?
It's a genius title.
It is genius, and I think you have to say it, you know, with that inflection.
So the title of our podcast is, so is he Captain America?
Oh, see, I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying, so is he. Yeah, there's so many ways to say it. And let's, I kind of explained it on last week's podcast when I promoted your appearance. Your show is you and your friend Jess.
Yes.
Who, for lack of better terms, are not giant nerds in the superhero vein.
Not in the superhero vein, but right. in other areas, I would consider us nerds.
But your lack of superhero knowledge is what makes the show probably interesting and frustrating, depending on the listener's knowledge of superheroes.
I have good friends of mine who are huge comic book fans, and I tell them, don't listen to this podcast because you will never speak to me again. It has to be completely infuriating. It has to be.
I mean, I am not a huge comic book fan. I know the basics, but as I said, I've been to Comic-Con, I think, 5 times, and every time I go, I'm like, I am not nerdy enough to be here.
That's fair.
Which is about the only time in my life where I don't feel like a giant nerd. But tell us, okay, so two of you watch superhero movies.
Yes.
And then dissect them.
Yes.
Or not dissect, but give your commentary.
Yes. Not while watching, because that confuses a lot of people. Our podcast is not 2.5 hours long. It's usually about 30 to 40 minutes.
And the way you pick the movies, because, I mean, we're now living in this time where there's a new superhero movie out every 3 months, and many of them tie together. But you don't start, like, let's take the Marvel Cinematic Universe, for example. Mm-hmm. You didn't start with Iron Man and work your way through logically.
I did not know that Iron Man was the first one in that sequence of movies. No, we've gotten a lot of flack for this. We have a giant bucket.
Yeah.
It's an Avengers bucket, which is hilarious because I don't think I can name all of the Avengers that are on the front of that bucket. And our good friend RDT over at Hollywood Picture News, he put together this bucket for us, and it has every title. I don't even know what all the titles are because I refuse to go through them. And basically we said every superhero comic book movie, put it on a piece of paper, throw it in this bucket. And I think there's 100 movies in there.
Okay.
We're not going to get through all of them.
No.
We're not. I will kill someone before we get through these.
Well, see, I just started listening sporadically to a podcast called The 500 Greatest Movies or Greatest Films.
Ooh.
And it's Empire Magazine put out a list of 500 movies back in 2008.
Is it weekly?
It's a weekly show.
Okay.
It just started, I believe, at the beginning of this year. And the two hosts are trying to go through. They've, like, said this will be a 10-year commitment to go from 500 to 1.
Wow.
I'm not that familiar with Empire Magazine. I've heard the name. I really want to know how they selected the top 500 films, because number 500 was Ocean's 11 with George Clooney.
That's an interesting 500.
Yeah. By 499 was Saw.
Oh.
And then 496, I think, was Superman Returns. So, there are some, I think we need a recount in that poll.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast. They don't know us. I don't know them, so why am I promoting them? But they're based out here in LA, so maybe I should hit them up for a future episode.
Yeah, I'd be actually curious to hear why they're going. Like, is it a specific order that was in this magazine?
Yeah, they're going starting with 500
each
week.
Oh, okay, and then going backwards.
Yeah.
I still don't trust their list.
It's very suspect, yes. But I was going to say, too, you mentioned that your movies are in a Avengers bucket.
Yes.
Now, are you aware that there are actually two Avengers movies that have nothing to do with each other?
No. I'm already hiding my face. No? Wait, what?
There's the Avengers, which is the popular Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I've seen that one.
And then there's the Uma Thurman Avengers movie from 1998.
Oh, with the, it's her and the guy.
Jude right? Law, I think.
I don't know, maybe.
Sean Connery, I think, dresses up in a bear suit.
No.
But it's based on the old British TV series.
But that's not the comic book Avengers.
No.
Okay. That I knew. I mean, at least I remember the artwork of Avengers with Uma Thurman and the other guy. Because it's like a very stoic photo of like the two of them. Doesn't one of them have a cane?
I believe so.
I remember the artwork. But I think I knew that was based off of a British TV show. Is it a TV show?
British TV show, yes.
Yeah, but no, did not put together that they were both called the Avengers.
Yeah. And if anyone is interested, there's a book called The Gross, which came out. It was all about the summer of 1998 and like each week of the summer and what movies came out and how they got made. The story behind the Uma Thurman Avengers movie is quite interesting and will make you wonder. Actually, it will explain why a lot of movies get made.
How many movies came out that summer?
You had Godzilla.
Oh, that was terrible.
I think that was Independence
Day. I remember taking... What year was that? 96?
98.
Yeah. Okay, so I remember taking my 8-year-old cousin to see Godzilla. 8. He's now 27, so let's not talk about that. And we came out of it, and I was like, so? And he was like, it was all right. He was 8, and that kid was not impressed. That movie was terrible.
Yes, and... Actually, that movie is why I don't like Amy Pascal.
Oh.
Because...
Interesting.
Well,
In that movie?
She was a producer at... I think Paramount made the movie. So she was at Paramount at the time. And then she went to Sony. And then when Sony got hacked and all
three of those got it.
Yeah. And she was recently a producer on The Post. My reasoning is totally stupid. But it was because... Godzilla, as bad as it was, made, I think, $300 million.
Of course it did. It was a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, which at the time was a good haul. And they were talking sequel, and her response was, when a movie makes $300 million, you make a sequel. Doesn't matter if the movie's good or if it needs a sequel.
Terrible.
You just, Hollywood says, hey, let's cash in.
Yeah, I feel like, and I think I was working at KB Toys that summer, and even their merchandise was not selling. Like, it was terrible. Anyway, I digress. It was a terrible movie.
Yes. It's not a superhero.
No, it's not. Thank God, because I'm not watching the Godzilla universe.
Oh, you're not going to watch Godzilla and King of Kong?
No, not happening. Huh. I just learned what Mothra was like 3 weeks ago.
So, that's okay. So, how did this concept come about? The idea of watching superhero movies without knowing anything about superheroes?
Jess and I, independently of one another, both went to see Wonder Woman, so I think the same weekend, probably opening weekend. And we were at a party at a friend's house, and we're all like, okay, everybody's seen Wonder Woman, we can talk about it. So we start talking about it, and like Jess is like, okay, I'm gonna admit something because I'm in a safe space. We are like, all right, fine. She's like, I thought that guy was Captain America. And I start laughing. And she just looks at me, and I'm like, no, I'm laughing with you because I also thought he was Captain America. And I think RDT was with us, who's, you know, a big comic book guy, and he's like, how the hell did you two think he was Captain America? And someone else is like, oh, you confused the Chris's. I'm like, no, didn't I confuse the Chris's? I can point out a good-looking Chris, like, not a problem. They were both fighter pilot guys in a war. They both were named Steve. They had a lot of similarities, and I thought he was Captain America.
Okay.
I can't even remember when it was that I realized he wasn't Captain America, but I think Jess went farther than I did. I think she was like 3/4 of the way of the movie in before she realized he wasn't Captain America. I think I was about maybe a half. I might have been saying 3/4.
Did you finally realize that he's actually Captain Kirk?
Yes, that
okay.
I knew.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy Star Trek, so that I knew.
Okay.
But yeah, and then we were just talking about it with friends, and then we all started laughing. And I was like, I don't know who these comic book guys are. And somebody was like, oh, that'd be really funny if you guys started a podcast. And it just kind of spiraled from there. And then we were like, maybe we should do this. Like, how dumb is this going to be? And I'm now, I think, episode 9 or 10 is releasing this month. So we've known it for almost a year. One a month, because we're both busy.
Gotcha. Okay.
We tried to do, we're like, oh, we'll do like one every other week. And that did happen. So what a month.
Okay, I was wondering what your release schedule is, because I know I text you and be like, when is your next episode coming out? Like, I need something to listen to at
Jess and I are both ridiculously busy at work, so it doesn't happen as much as we would like it to.
Well, and we were discussing before we started recording that you, all the editing that goes into your show, if you were just like me and didn't edit everything, just record and throw something out there.
I work in post. I have to edit. I have to.
You should know that that's where, you know, when they say we'll fix it in post, you just be like, no, just send it out.
Yeah,
just do
it. I can't.
There's no QCing involved in this.
This is true. Mainly I just take out the, like, long pauses or... No, and I leave in everything we've gotten wrong. I don't take any of that stuff out. I just take out little stuff.
So, I'll jump on that one, is when you say something incorrectly or make a mistake in, you know, identifying someone as Captain America, who's not Captain America, do you research it after you put the show, or do you wait for people to point it out to you?
A little of both. Things get pointed out to me a lot. Which, at first it was like, we did the first one, and a good friend of mine sent me literally a 3-page email telling me everything I got wrong.
And what was that?
In Wonder Woman? It was, I think it was in Wonder Woman.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. No, it was Spider-Man. It was in Spider-Man Homecoming. Everything I got wrong. And I emailed the friend back, and I was like, I love you. I'm never going to read this. I was like, A, you're defeating the purpose of the podcast. And B, I'm just never going to read this because I don't care. I was like, I kind of don't care about the history of Spider-Man. Or if there's something that really, like, sticks out to me, like, I'll go take a look and see if I can figure out what I got completely wrong. But usually people just tell me.
I know. I've been guilty of that because when I listened to your Judge Dredd episode.
Oh, God.
The Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd, not the remake.
I still can't believe there's another one in that bucket that I have to watch or listen. Or
which I've heard
watch.
It's actually pretty decent. I have not seen it myself, but it's supposedly good.
Yeah.
But I know because you and I share a fondness for 80s metal music, I kept waiting for you to bring up Anthrax's
I Am
the
idea.
Law.
I know. You were the one who told me that. I had no idea. It made me so happy to learn that.
Very disappointing.
I know.
But I kept listening to the show because I keep waiting to see what else... you get wrong.
No. Wait till you hear the next one. Ugh. Punisher Warzone is a terrible movie.
I'm trying to think of which one that is.
There's a lot of blood.
Third. Okay.
Third? I've been told.
Well, okay. Yeah, because there's the Dolph Lundgren one from the 90s.
Yeah, he was not in it.
Okay. And then there's the, I think it's Thomas Jane did two. The first one had John Travolta as the bad guy?
No, definitely not in it.
Okay.
The guy from The Wire is in this one as the bad guy.
Okay.
Jigsaw. There you go. I pulled out a comic book reference for you.
Okay. I'm just going to Saw. I don't know.
No, definitely not that same movie.
Yeah, the 499th greatest movie ever, apparently,
of
2008. Anyway, so what has been your experience with... I mean, is this getting you more into the comic book hero, superhero culture, or are you still keeping your... Does it make you keep your distance even more so that you don't get sucked into it?
I think it makes me keep my distance even more, because I noticed I was super excited for Black Panther, and I avoided everything until we walked into the theater. I avoided everything. I didn't want to know, and I was... Like I said, I was super excited for Black Panther, and I just didn't want to know. It takes it away. I mean, you know, reading all of the spoilers leading up to it, it just would have taken away from me, like, the excitement of seeing it for the first time, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Even though I love Black Panther, I was still confused at certain parts. I think it has pushed me a little bit more away.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, with the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how there's, like, 50 films so far, have you seen all of them? Because I know you have seen some superhero movies.
I think I've probably seen the big ones in the last... because all my friends... I mean, I went to film school. All my friends are comic book friends or comic book fans. They're all big Marvel and DC fans. So whenever there's a big screening, we all usually go. So I've probably seen a good amount of them.
Okay. So you're not completely clueless.
No.
Okay. So after you see the movie, like you said, you draw out of a So you draw randomly for your movie. So there's no rhyme or reason to what.
No, none whatsoever.
Then after you, do you and Jess watch the movie together? Do you discuss?
We usually watch it together. There's only been, I think Judge Dredd's the only one we did not watch together, and that was simply because for time reasons. We just couldn't make our schedules work to watch it at the same time. But yeah, if it's a theater, if it's a new release in the theater, we go together, and which sucks because now I can't go with any of my friends. Because everybody's like, oh, we're all getting together to go see Black Panther. And I was like, we're seeing it on Saturday morning because I have to record a podcast afterwards. So yeah, we try to watch them together as much as we can, which is good, but also is hard because when you're in each other's living rooms, you're so inclined to be like, what the hell was that? But so it's like, we take furious notes and then, you know, we kind of go through it at the end. And then usually after we watch the movie, we take about 5-10 minutes and like collect our thoughts. We both will hit IMDb and not research, but if there's like a character name I can't think of or an actor. And sometimes I've gotten that wrong. An actor that I can't think of, we'll just look up that little kind of stuff and then record right after.
10 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite so far?
Theatrical or
just out of the 10 episodes, what superhero movie's been the best?
It's funny, Jess and I have been debating, like, what did we like better, Wonder Woman or Black Panther? I said Wonder Woman, she said Black Panther. So I would go Wonder Woman.
Have you watched Captain America First Avenger yet?
Yes, we did. Yeah, I think that was two ago?
I believe so, yeah. To me, that and Wonder Woman are the same movie. Just like I will say Civil War and Batman vs. Superman are the exact same movie.
I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman. No, I have seen Civil War.
Make sure you get the extended
director's version. No, I heard it's terrible. I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Just don't say Martha.
What?
You'll get it when you see the movie.
Crap.
Come on, everybody likes Affleck.
Whatever. He didn't bother me in Justice League. He was Affleck. He was Affleck. He was Batman in Justice League.
He was probably Ben Affleck as well.
Probably was. Yeah. He didn't bother me. He was fine. Because I think, I remember saying that to Jess. I was like, that's the first time that I had seen Ben Affleck as Batman, and I was fine with it. I was also more captivated by Aquaman to give a shit about anyone else that was in that movie. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. And I've not seen Justice League, so I don't.
Oh. I recommend Aquaman. He's lovely.
Well, I believe Aquaman is coming out later this year.
I know, I'm super excited about that one.
And from what I've heard, he's also coming out later this year, so.
No, he's married to Lisa Bonet. Do not.
The character, no.
Oh, that would make me sad.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that I've been to Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. Have you been?
I've never been.
Never been. What about WonderCon,
WizardCon, I've been to
Stanley's Kamikaze?
Wizard World? Is that what it's called?
There's a Wizard World, yes.
Yes, I've been to that one because my friend, RDT, was living in Boston at the time, and they were releasing the Kevin Smith figurines.
Okay.
Oh, they're probably not called figurines. They're probably called action figures.
Well, I know he had a line of inaction figures because they didn't move or do anything.
Are they the ones that were specific for each city?
Sure.
Okay. We had to go there and get the LA one because Ryan was living in Boston at the time. So we went there. We got in for free because my friend cut the trailer to Incredible Hulk. So we got in for free. And I think we were there for 4 hours, maybe.
So I'm just thinking that with this podcast, like going to Comic-Con and talking to comic book nerds would be a...
We've thought about that.
Yeah.
But we're trying... That definitely has come up. Because when last Comic-Con was just here, but I feel like we had just... Because Comic-Con is during the summer?
In July, yes.
Yeah, we started this podcast right around Comic-Con, and it was just, it was too quick. We didn't have enough resources to try and figure out how we would get down there, what we would even talk to people about. So,
you don't really need to know what you're going to talk to people about. You just start talking.
You just go. But yeah, we thought about maybe playing like a fun game of like, try to guess what costume each person is wearing. Because that's a thing that people do down there, apparently.
It is, but I think that would be better for like a YouTube channel than a podcast.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's why we were kind of trying to figure out what we could actually do just by talking to people. Well, it may not be that exciting.
It's Comic-Con. It's always exciting. But since you bring up what would you talk to people about?
Oh, no. Game,
I have a few here.
I'm so scared.
I'm trying to, you know, branch out and make this show more interesting. So, and this actually ties into part of our conversation earlier that you brought up. And I have a little game that we're going to call Witch Chris.
Chris Crossed, or Crossed Chris. So many Chris's to choose from. Is that Chris Pine or Chris Hemsworth? Where does Chris Evans fit in? Do you know your Chris's? This is Witch Chris.
So I'm going to give you a movie, and you tell me whether it is Chris Hemsworth,
uh-huh.
Chris Evans,
uh-huh.
or Chris Pine.
Those are my three options.
Those are your three options.
Okay.
I left Chris Pratt off.
Yeah, because, I was going to say.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of another Chris. All I have is Chris Novoselic, who was not in any movies. His name's not even Chris.
I don't even know. I was going to say, I'm like, I don't even know who that is.
Chris Novoselic. It's the bass player for one of your favorite bands.
One of my favorite bands?
Yeah.
And I don't know who it is.
Nirvana.
Oh, God. I have to go.
Anyway, yeah, so Hemsworth, Evans, or Pine.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start off with an easy one. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
That's the easy one. Evans.
That is Chris Evans. He played Human Torch, who was then replaced by Michael B. Jordan.
Is that the movie that... Oh, God, what's her name?
Jessica Alba played...
Nope. Nope. The girl I went to college with, who now works for E. Forget it.
I got nothing.
It's going to come to me, and now I can't. She used to host with Mario Lopez on Entertainment Tonight.
Maria Menounos?
Yes! I went to college with Maria.
Really?
Yeah. She's in that movie, right?
I don't think so.
She's in the movie with the guy who's in flames, and they go down into the snow, and it becomes a...
Maybe. I don't know. No one who's ever seen the first two Fantastic Four movies remember the first Fantastic Four movie.
I only know because we went to see it because she was in it.
Okay. Yeah, that was the one he played Human Torch. Jessica Alba was Invisible Girl.
Got it.
Some guy from Nip Tuck was Mr. Fantastic.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Rise of the Guardians. It's a trick question because it's a voice act. This was an animated movie.
Rise of the Guardians?
Yes. It was an animated movie where Jack Frost, the Easter Bunny, I think, and a bunch of holiday characters got together and did stuff.
What? It's not a comic book movie.
These are just
movies.
Movies. Yeah.
So wait, my choices are Evans, Hemsworth, or Pine.
Or Pine, yes.
I'm going Pine.
That would be Chris Pine. This Means War.
What is that?
I believe it's a rom-com with the new rom-com queen who was married.
You and I are terrible at these games.
Don't ask me questions about my game. Reese Witherspoon. I think she was in it.
I'm going to go Evans.
Nope. Chris Pine.
Pine.
Chris Pine.
Damn it.
Red Dawn.
Oh, I've seen that.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I've seen that.
And I went to this. I had high hopes for this movie, the remake, because...
Oh, that's Hemsworth.
I went to college with the guy who wrote it, yeah.
Oh, Hemsworth. I'm very good friends with the person who directed it.
Oh, wonder if they know each other.
Yeah. The reason the chick has the blue Mustang in that car is because I drove a blue Mustang at the time.
Really?
It's my Red Dawn trivia for you.
Wow, this is going in a direction I did not expect.
Because, yeah, he got the role of Thor while he was working on Red Dawn.
Okay. Not another teen movie.
I never saw that. I know what it is, but I never saw it. I'm gonna say Pine. Mm. Is it Evans?
It's Evans.
Those two, I get confused.
All right, this one you should get. Ghostbusters.
Oh, that was Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. And last one, we'll go with The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement.
I'm going to tell you I've seen that. And I think it's Evans.
It's Pine.
It's Pine?
Yes.
I don't remember it, clearly.
I can't help you out. I didn't see either one.
Who is he in that movie?
I don't know.
Well,
probably guy who takes off shirt.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because that's an appropriate title for him.
You know, ever since Ryan Phillippe started trying to be a serious actor. Yeah. Apparently, yeah. And then the other choices I had for you were Cabin in the Woods, Hemsworth, and Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, that was a good movie, but I have no idea who's in
Chris
that.
Evans.
Oh.
I think he's the vegan boyfriend.
I don't even remember that. I remember that movie is like a video game, and that's the only thing I remember about that movie.
Now, is that on your list because it's a comic book movie, but it's not, I don't think,
I don't
really
know.
A superhero. But you don't know what's in your list.
I have no idea what's in the bucket. I have had friends go through the bucket to vet some of the things in there, because after we pulled Hancock and I found out that wasn't a comic book, I got very angry that I had lost 2 hours of my life. So, I don't know. I don't think that is in the bucket. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that the David Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie.
It probably is.
And the original Captain America movie are both in there.
Original Captain America movie?
They made a Captain America movie in the 90s.
Who's Captain America?
Probably somebody we've never heard of who was
probably
from
has
East
never
Germany.
Done anything ever again.
And then also, I would also mention, even if it's not in your list, watch it. It's a movie called Doomed. Roger Corman made a Fantastic Four
making
movie.
A face.
Roger Corman made a Fantastic Four movie
okay.
in the early 90s. And there's a document. It was never released, but a documentary came out about it and talks about how they don't even know if the movie was ever intended to be released.
So there's a documentary about a movie that was never released.
Yes.
All right.
But if you go to Comic-Con, you can find copies of Fantastic Four.
I'm not surprised.
Or
by that.
If you go on YouTube, it's probably there
at
as well.
All.
Yeah.
Or any of my friends' DVD collections, I can probably find it.
Probably. It's not a. It's not a good movie.
Great. That means it's in the bucket. If it's not a good movie, it's in
I
the
mean,
bucket.
I mean, it's not bad. It's what you would get in 1993 for $1 million when you spend $800,000 on one scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Well, you know, it was before the superhero revolution, so...
Yeah.
You know, when we were making bad superhero movies, like Batman.
They're still making bad superhero movies, let's be honest. And yes. I've only seen, like, 12. No, I've seen more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, because I have nothing else to follow it up with. I have the second game that we're going to go with.
I did so poorly at the first game.
Well, this one you're going to do even better.
I think you're lying.
Because one of the things I always notice when listening to your show is you'll start talking about it, and then you have to debate whether it's a DC property or a Marvel property.
I only know by looking at the opening credits.
So I have
that third one's not in there, is it?
Which one?
I don't know. Oh. There's a third one.
Well, there are other comic book companies that have tried to make movies. Like Spawn was, I believe, Dark Horse Comics.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Again, I worked in the toy store. That's what I know, how I know what Spawn is.
Yeah.
Which I think they're making into another movie, right?
I think so.
It's going to end up in my bucket, isn't it?
The first one is probably in your bucket.
And, damn it.
Yeah.
Not happy about this. All right.
Okay, so I have here a list of superheroes or people related to superheroes.
And I have to tell you if they're DC or Marvel?
DC or Marvel. Yeah, see, it's a very simple game. I try to keep things simple.
Yeah, I found the one I thought I would be decent at.
Green Arrow.
DC.
Do you watch the TV show?
No.
Big Hero 6.
Disney.
Well, that should give you a clue.
Oh. Does that mean it's Marvel?
It's Marvel.
Does Disney own Marvel?
Yes.
Oh, all right then.
I haven't been to Disneyland lately, have you?
It's all Star Wars.
Yeah. And superheroes.
Really?
Yeah. They turned Tomorrowland into superhero.
I don't think I've been in Tomorrowland.
I take that back. It used to be, now it is Star Wars Land. Or Star Wars. You can, yeah. They kicked Captain America out. He's just got to wander the park and
talk to people. Captain America.
But yes, Disney Animation did the Big Hero 6 movie, which a lot of people I don't think realized was a
I had property. No idea. Oh, I'm excited that that's in the bucket. I like that movie.
Maggot.
What?
Maggot.
Like the bug?
Yes.
DC.
Nope. Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio. DC.
It's DC. Solomon Grundy.
You are making it up. I'm going to say Marvel because I haven't said Marvel in a while.
Nope, it's DC.
Is everything terrible DC?
Well, if you ask fanboys.
Well, true. Yeah.
Living Eraser.
Nuh-uh. What does he look like?
I don't know, but I think he wipes people out and erases them based on the one picture that I saw of him when I was gathering
that
his names.
That is the stupidest name I have ever heard. Is he Marvel?
He's a Marvel character.
Oh, that's so awful. Who does he fight?
I...
Chad, you Pencil can't man. Ask me these questions.
I just did a basic Google search for obscure Marvel and DC characters, and this is what came up.
I have follow-up questions.
Where do you see the podcast going in the next year?
I want a cease and desist letter. No, seriously, I don't know. I mean, look, Jess and I do this every month for fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, if people listen to it, great. If they don't, it's no harm, no foul. It's just entertaining for us, and it gives us something to do, but like a fun, creative outlook that I don't think I've had in a while. So it's kind of fun. I see us still watching movies I don't understand. Maybe halfway through the... No, not even halfway through the bucket. Like, we're doing it once a month, and...
Yeah.
We've only pulled... We've done 9 episodes, and I think we've only pulled, like, 4 or 5 titles from the bucket. Everything else has been new releases.
And I think you... I mean, in the next couple months, you have probably at least another 4 in the next 6 months.
I know. I think Ant-Man is one of them.
I think that's in the late summer. Because you have Avengers Infinity War coming up.
Yes.
Deadpool 2.
Yep.
Then Ant-Man and...
Something else.
There's probably something
else. I know.
Aquaman is also going to be in there, I believe.
Our next one is a bucket pull. Uh-huh. I wish you could hear my face right now because I am so not happy about the next pull.
Which is the next pull?
Jonah Hex.
Oh, yeah. Saw that in the theater.
I already know I'm going to hate it going in.
It's Brolin.
It's what?
It's Brolin.
James Brolin?
Not James Brolin, his son.
Josh Brolin? Brolin?
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. It's Josh Brolin as a, I think, undead Civil War cowboy.
Oh, God. I already want those 2 hours of my life back.
Said everybody who saw the movie in the theater.
All right.
I'm sitting here thinking that Stan Lee just turned 95 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is probably the grand poobah of
superheroes.
You should. He's in every single superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I wish Stan Lee ill health or anything, but he's, again, 95
he's
years
95.
Old. Yes. And he's had some health scare. If and when something happens to Stan, can we expect a very special episode to dissect the best cameo appearances by Stan Lee?
Well, that's a good idea.
Including his role on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I have seen that. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, because we... And then, now it's kind of a running joke of, like, we obviously look for him every time it's a Marvel movie. You know, sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's like, all right. all right. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. I will expect credit when it happens.
I got it. Not a problem.
When was the last time you read a comic book?
When I first moved to Los Angeles in 2000, I used to go with my friend Jason Smith to...
you have a friend named Jason Smith?
I do.
Oh, me too.
Is he an editor?
No.
Mm,
no. Works for the government.
Yeah, no, this guy does not work for the government. he is a huge comic book guy. He's actually a huge... I would consider him a Spider-Man expert.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's a big comic book guy.
Is he the one that wrote you the 5-page letter?
He's not, actually. Surprisingly, he's not. No, not surprisingly, because I don't think Jason would do that. But
he was probably just crying and couldn't manage to type.
I said to him, I was like, you're never going to speak to me again. I used to read Young Heroes in Love, which was a comic book that the owner of the comic book store that Jason would go to and I would go with him turned me on to. And I think 2000 is the last time I read a comic book. I think there might have been 6 episodes of that comic book series. I even got 2 comic books recently that were given to me, and I have yet to open them.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I read Daredevil and G.I. Joe.
Sure, I read Archie.
That's a follow-up question coming up. But I have not sat down and read a comic book in probably more years than I will admit here on the show. But the last time, because I have friends that are huge comic book readers, and the last time I opened up a comic book, I swear there's more writing in them than I remember. And so it's like writing, to me, it's like reading War and Peace, trying to read a comic book. So I'm just like, no, I'll wait for the movie or the bad TV adaptation.
Yeah. Aren't they all going digital now, or are they trying to?
I think they...
What did we... I found myself in a comic book store the other night.
Okay, I saw your Instagram
post. Because I went to the Nerdist... theater. Oh, yes. There's a Snagglepuss comic book. Do you know about this?
I do not know about this.
So it was on the things that, you know, the staff recommends. And we were like, I was like, oh, Snagglepuss? And we were like Hanna-Barbera? And she's like, yeah. She's like, it's Snagglepuss is like gay and it's during like the McCarthy administration. I don't know. My friend AJ bought all 3 comics. So I will report in on they are. But after she said that, we were like, yeah, someone needs to read these, because that's amazing.
That's...
Yep. I just heard AJ go, like exit stage left, and I'm like, it says that on the comic! Yes!
Wow.
I know. So I took a left turn there for you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Because you're now going to go Google the Snagglepuss comic book. Books.
Yes, because... He's a beloved childhood favorite.
Well, now it makes me wonder what other Hanna-Barbera comic books are they putting out there in the McCarthy administration?
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Uh-huh. Very Bert Ernie.
Yeah.
Or was Boo Boo his, like, cousin or son or something?
No, I think they're just friends. They're just bears.
Oh, at least Bert and Ernie are the same age.
Yeah, Yogi's kind of a Kevin Spacey, if you think about
That's exactly where I was going.
You mentioned Archie. Do you watch Riverdale?
I don't. I've heard mixed reviews on it. Mm-hmm. It's in my queue, but it's in a... When I've run out of everything else to watch, and in the days of Netflix now, like...
You're never going to run out of things to watch.
It's never going to happen. They're ridiculous. So, but no, I've heard such mixed reviews about it. It's like friends of mine who were like big Archie comic book readers when we were kids are super upset about it. Mm-hmm. And then like my cousin who lives in Georgia, she's obsessed with it, but I think she's at that right age because she's in like her 20s.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I haven't watched it yet.
First season was good. Second season, not so much.
I feel like that's the trend though.
Pretty much. You have a good solid base.
Are they doing a third?
Probably. I mean, it's Greg Berlanti, I believe. Greg Berlanti. I think he pretty much owns the CW.
Oh, got it.
I could be wrong on this and probably am wrong, and someone will not correct me because no one ever hits me up on Twitter at ChatSmart. But yeah, it's just, I still watch it, but I have issues.
Are you hate watching it though?
No, I'm more like bored watching it, which is how I watch most television now. Like,
it's true.
I am debating. I'm planning on cutting the cord after this season ends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that I'm just like, I'm just watching this show because it shows up on my DVR.
Yeah, I cut the cord 3 years ago, and it was one of the best decisions I made.
Because now you get to sit around and watch things like Punisher, Warzone.
Wow, oh, there is that. I was so mad at the end of that movie.
So many unanswered questions.
So mad.
Now, there is a Punisher comic book, and I don't know the name of it. I'm sure your friends can tell you, where he goes out and kills all the other Marvel characters.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
OK. because he's the Punisher. That's what he does.
No, I don't like that. No. I also don't think that's... I feel like that's, like, one of the age-old questions of, like, who's going to win in a fight, Batman or Superman? You know what I mean? Which I know that's been proven now that there's a movie. But, like, that used to be the thing. Like, who's going to win in a fight?
Superman or Mighty Mouse?
I'm like,
I like how there's dramatic music playing in the background here that you probably can't hear on the podcast, but it really added to the moment.
I don't know who would win that fight. I might go Mighty Mouse.
Have you seen Stand By Me?
What?
Have you seen Stand By Me?
Yeah, but not in years. Like, not since it came out. Oh, reference. Is that the thing? It's a reference. Yeah. I read the short story that it was based on.
It's a good book.
The Mighty Mouse reference in there that I remember.
Anyway, we're kind of getting off track. so I'm going to keep that train derailing. As I mentioned earlier, you are a huge music fan.
I am.
Oh, and I just remember the one question I was going to lead off this entire show with. We'll get to that in a minute. So, as a music fan, if you had to make your own Justice League of musicians.
Ooh, like a...
Or your own Avengers of... If you wanted to take and make a comic book movie featuring these characters... Which, let's say, five musicians, and they could be any part of the band, would you put together as a crime fighting team?
Not super, as like a band, but as an actual crime fighting team. As a
superhero team, yeah.
Oh, man.
Dead Silence is awesome for podcast listeners, but I'm deep thinking.
I know, but like,
this is where we need like descriptive audio.
Brandy, this is the shit that I cut out. I would put Bowie as like the head, the main guy, the main crime fighter, mm-hmm. the Leonardo of the the group. I would put.
Just Bowie, or would he be Ziggy Stardust? Would he be...
No, he'd be just Bowie, because okay. He's that much of a badass. Like, I love me some Bowie. I would put... I need five?
Sure.
It's
an arbitrary number, I'm just making it up.
It's an arbitrary number. Who's the... I forget his name every time. Who's the new bass player in Metallica? I know he's not
Robert
new.
Robert Trujillo?
Yeah, that guy. I always forget his name. He'd be some sort of a muscle guy. He'd be in there. He'd be like a... Not Thor, because he's not that big, but he'd be like a big muscle guy. Put him in there with the crazy hair. Mm-hmm. I feel like the hair has got to have some sort of like...
Special power.
Some sort of special power to it. I also would put in there... Oh man, this is kind of a fun game. Can I count Animal? I'm not going to count Animal, even though he really wants it. He's kind of already a superhero in my book. No, I can't do Bret Michaels because that would be terrible. I would do...
He could be Diabetes Man.
No, don't pick on him. He's an asshole, but whatever. He's not an asshole. He's a lovely human being. I would put in... God, this is hard. I feel like Kesha should be in there somewhere because I think she could fuck some people up. Can I say that on your podcast?
It depends on if I decide to go back and edit.
Oh, well. All right. She would mess some people up.
Yeah, you've already said it, so if I don't edit, it doesn't matter.
So, yeah, I put Kesha in there, Bowie. I would put... God, I don't know, dude. I'm, like, struggling.
Well, I thought this would be an easier game.
No, because I want it to be, like, the best group ever. So I'm struggling.
I'm not even going to ask who you would pick to be the main villain then from the rock world.
Oh, it'd be Kurt Cobain. Come on, you know I hate him.
Well, I was thinking something very inappropriate. He could be the headless wonder. But I thought you'd go with somebody like Justin Bieber or...
No, it's Kurt Cobain. It's always Kurt Cobain. Dave Grohl's got to be in the supergroup somewhere.
Oh, that would be a Grohl Cobain. Like
I know. This is what I'm saying. That's where your backstory beef comes from. Because Grohl and him were in the same band. Ah, oh, Dave Grohl. All right, I need one more. And damn it, now I'm going to make this happen, even though this has taken way longer than you wanted it to. I keep going back to, and I don't know why, I keep going
Donny
back to...
Donny Osmond.
No. I was going to say Scott Ian from Anthrax.
Okay. I can see that. The goatee could be his power source.
And I feel like he's, like, little and scrawny.
Yeah.
And could, like, kick some ass. Like, I feel like he'd be good with, like, knives and stuff. That's my super group.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised there was no Sebastian Bach in there.
Yeah, I thought about Sebastian Bach. Because he's super tall, and I feel like his voice could be his superpower. Yeah. But I really want
to... I figured he has the attitude, the ego to... Kind of be like the Tony Stark.
I could also see him as a villain, though.
Yeah, because he's got a voice that he uses.
He does.
He's just talks trash a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he would be a villain. I really want to write this comic now, because this is amazing. Yeah, no Kiss members in there. Sorry. I know that's your band, but...
No, it's not my band.
They're but already
I do hope Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park is in your bucket list now.
I've seen that.
No.
Right? That's
Any
the one,
child of the 70s has seen that.
That's the one where they go to the amusement park and it's haunted?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've actually seen
Peter
that.
Peter Criss doesn't speak his own lines because he was too wasted. To
Seriously?
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised at all. At all.
All right, yes, we'll have to discuss this further.
And, yeah, because I may change my mind.
and we can probably sell this idea to Netflix.
I know some people. I'll make some calls. Yeah,
good, good. Now, we'll end with what I wanted to begin with. So maybe this is like a memento episode where we start at the end and work our way back to the beginning. Because I'm very disappointed that I did not find out about this until after tickets were sold out. You, from your Instagram postings, got to attend a couple of weeks ago a show that I listen to regularly and pimp as regularly on the show, a show called Tom and Jim's Top 5. Have you listened to it?
I have not.
You should. It's a really good podcast.
I'm not. Here's what you should know about me. I'm not a big podcast listener.
Don't think of Tom and Jim's Top 5 as a podcast. Think of it as things that make your life better.
How long is it?
It shows about an hour, maybe an hour 15. But it's two guys picking a topic each episode, and they pick their top five. It's pretty
All right.
simple. But they did top five musicals recently.
Oh, nice.
And actually, it wasn't Jim. He was six, so they brought in a co-host. It was Tom and another guy. And I submitted my top five, and they were reading them, and they were like, okay, this has to be a joke list. And then I got to my number two pick, and like, oh yeah, this is definitely not serious. My number two pick was Grease 2.
Ah, yes.
And so you got to, there was a recently a screening of Grease 2.
Mm-hmm.
Was it an anniversary screening? Like
35th anniversary.
Which, wow.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
So tell me more, because I know that Maxwell Caulfield.
It was, I'm going to fail miserably at their actual names, so I will give you their character names. On the panel after the screening, it was Davey, Michael, Johnny Nagarelli, Sharon, Goose, Rhonda, and the twins.
Okay.
And the director.
Okay.
So that was the panel, which is a pretty solid
panel. That's a pretty
panel.
Big panel, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer obviously is not going to show up. And then, who played Paulette? Luna? Nope, that's not her name. Something Luft, I think is her last name. Apparently was just recently, has some pretty bad health scare.
Okay.
So that's why she was not there last night. And Mr. Spears sent a note for them to read to everybody in the theater, which I thought was really cool.
So how was... I'm
grinning from ear to ear. Like, it was so...
Because, I mean, it was sold out. So was it actually... Because I believe tickets were free.
They were free.
So
yeah.
Was it an actual sold-out crowd, or did a lot of people not show up?
I would say, like, we were on the end. It was so many. I couldn't believe how many VIPs were there. Uh-huh. Like, almost the entire middle of the theater was cast and family of the cast. It was crazy how many people showed up. But the sides were pretty full. I would say maybe you probably could have fit, like, another 20 people in there. But it was pretty packed. It was great. It started off... you know, it starts off and like everyone's being very serious and we're watching the movie. And the more we got into it, like people started shouting their favorite lines and it became very, what's the movie that people watched
at night?
Yes. It became very much like that. And then by the end, like everyone's singing and everyone had their cell phones up and waving them side to side towards the end of the last song. And it was the first time I had ever seen it on the big screen. And actually I think, I didn't know that the woman who played Sharon, no, the woman who played Rhonda, that's the director's daughter, which I learned last night. And that she said that was the first time she had ever seen it on the big screen. Was it her? I don't. It was either her or Sharon. I don't remember. One of them was on their honeymoon when it came out, so she never saw it on the big screen. Okay. And then so last night was the first time.
How long was the honeymoon?
I don't know. I don't ask these kind of questions.
I mean,
it may have been a very long honeymoon. I don't know.
I mean, this was the 80s. Movies played at the theater.
For like months.
Yeah. Even movies like Grease 2. But
oh, God, that movie's...
How was the Q&A?
It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun. It was like... It was funny because they kept trying to take questions from the audience, which, as a person who goes to a lot of panels, I hate it when they take questions from the audience.
Yes.
Because they're terrible. And it was just everyone, male and female, telling poor Maxwell Caulfield how much they loved him and how hot he was. And it was just like, oh, this is sad. So it was like they would go to take a question from the audience, but then like... Goose would be like, oh my God, remember that time? So it was just them telling a lot of stories, which was really fun. And it was really funny. It was a really good time. So it lasted, I mean, the movie started at 8, and I don't think I got out of there till after 11. So the Q&A went, I think, much longer than any of them thought it was going to. So, and then also in the audience was the director of Grease 1, the original Grease, and also the director of the Broadway play. Huh? Yeah, it was interesting. It was fun.
Because
I didn't know the director of Grease 2 was the original choreographer for either the Broadway play or the Grease, the original, or both.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, I learned things last night.
Yeah. I'm very upset that I found out about this like a week ago.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of fun. And it is still one of my favorite movies to this day.
And were the cast there, like, was it a... honest, like, that's not your right word. But it wasn't, like, ironically. Like,
no
one was there, like...
Not at all, because they said, the guy who moderated it, I forgot how he got involved in it, but he ran into... Why am I... The guy who plays Goose, he's an actor that...
Is it Christopher McDonald? Is he Goose?
Yeah, I think so. He...
Shooter McGavin?
To, like, yeah, ran into one another, and I guess the guy was like, oh, we should totally do, like, a Grease screening, the 35 years is coming up. And then I guess they all still talk, and it was kind of like one called the other, and they all kind of got together, and they were trying to figure out who else they could get there, and so yeah, they got almost the entire cast there, which was really cool. And all of them seemed thrilled to be there, and they were just so, like, appreciative that so many people had just showed up to watch this movie, and, like, there was a couple of us, myself included, in pink ladies' jackets, and yeah, it was fun. It was a really good time. It was fun.
Well, I hate you a little bit more.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, and I will end with this because on the list further of my top five musicals, well, I said Grease 2 was at number 2. Number 4 is a movie that I refer to as Grease 3 from Justin to Kelly.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I consider that Back to the Beach 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I have seen it from Justin to Kelly.
Yeah, everybody should go out and watch.
It's kind of fun.
Yes. That's why it's on my list of top five.
Wait, what's your other three?
Number 5 is Standing Ovation.
Never seen it.
I believe it is available on Netflix. It's, what was the movie I was just watching? That this story's pointless because no one knows what I was just watching. But it's basically like tweens, 12, 13-year-old girls trying to win this video contest.
Okay.
Which then isn't really a video contest and morphs more into like an American Idol contest.
Oh.
I saw it, it's probably been like 7-8 years since it came out. And I was at the New Beverly for a midnight screening on Saturday.
Of course.
And the guy who ran it at the time, he was like, this movie just came out. Last week it was in like 2,000 theaters. This week it's in 6.
Oh, no.
He's like, I wish I could remember his exact words of how he described it, but it just was like, I have to see this movie. He's like, don't worry, we will do a midnight screening. And like 2 months later, they did a midnight screening. Went, he had the producer there, who at one point was on their phone, and he had to go and tell them to put their phone away. It's great. But it's so ridiculous. Wow. Because it's also it's about these girls, but the main girl, her father left when she was a child. And so like she's always been like, she lives with her brother and her gambling addicted grandpa
on
the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
As one does.
And then this other girl comes in who's like, I know who your dad is, but she's like a mafioso 12-year-old.
Oh my God, it's this just, is amazing.
It's an amazing movie. You need to check it out. Number three, I think I had, I think I originally had Moulin Rouge. I think I may have replaced it with something else.
Okay.
Number two is Grease 2. And number one was The Apple. Which, if you mess with The Apple, everybody needs to see The Apple.
And I feel like I have heard about this. Yeah, you've probably
heard me say it because I will pimp out The Apple as much as humanly possible.
Probably is you who told me about The Apple. Is it a superhero movie and is it going to be in my bucket?
It should be in your bucket. It should be. It probably is not. But it's Catherine Mary Stewart's first film.
And it's a musical?
It's a musical.
Is it like a Snow White musical?
No, it's kind of an allegory of Adam and Eve.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Yeah. The only other people that are in it, one guy, the main villain was in Dr. No, I believe, if you're a big James Bond fan. And then...
shrugged. No.
Yeah, if you've seen Lethal Weapon 2.
I have.
The guy who has diplomatic immunity.
Yes.
He plays Mr. Tops at the end. And then the other main character to...
And they didn't think your list was real?
They did not think my list was real.
Have you told them that your list is real?
I did, and I can't find my... I don't know. But yes, The Apple, which also may be available on Netflix, and if not, just buy the DVD on Amazon. They just came out with a Blu-ray, which has commentary, which I really need to get and listen to. But The Apple is also notorious because when it premiered in 1980, they gave the audience free copies of the soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh.
By the end of the movie, the audience was throwing the albums at the screen.
I thought you were going to say they gave everyone apples. And I was like, oh, they got thrown.
Yeah. No. Vinyl, you know, which would be worth at least $2 at a meter.
Because even, like, I've seen, well, even watching superhero movies, mm-hmm. I've seen some bad movies, and the soundtracks are great. The Apple, not so much.
No, the Apple soundtrack is amazing. I think they just hated the movie.
That's fair.
Yeah. Which I do have a copy. The soundtrack was never released on, well, probably on vinyl, but never released on CD mm-hmm. or cassette. My friend did find a version on vinyl in Israel, I believe.
That's a good friend.
He bought it, burned it to CD. I do have a copy of it somewhere. That's so if you would like it,
good to
I'm
know.
Sure I can get you a copy.
They did say last night that Grease 2 coming out on Blu-ray next month, after, they're packaging it with Grease, because Grease is coming up on the 40th anniversary, I think.
Yeah.
So they're going to package them together, which everyone was very excited about.
Awesome. And I believe the Hollywood Bowl will be doing the Grease sing-along again this year. So if you live in Los Angeles or want to fly to Los Angeles, you can go to that.
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah, then it once.
Grease 2 is better, I mean, in my opinion.
Obviously.
I prefer Grease 2 over Grease 1.
Yeah, it's a shame. Maxwell Caulfield should have been a bigger star.
He really should have been. They were telling the stories last night about how they wanted a rock star for Johnny Nagarelli. Mm-hmm. And Adrian Zmed, they kept bringing me in after they would bring in like these huge rock stars. And I kept being like, why do you guys keep bringing me in? And then Goose said he originally tried out for Johnny Nagarelli 3 times. And they were like, you're not what we're looking for. And then Maxwell Caulfield said that they wanted a Donovan or like a teen idol to play Michael, and then ended up casting him.
Yeah, I think Donovan would have been a little
too. I know, but that, but do you know what I mean? Like that type of person, that type of like very dreamy teen idol kind of thing.
Now, if I am correct, I saw Grease on stage back in the mid '90s, '95, the touring production. Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Was Debbie Gibson.
Oh, wow.
And Kanicki was Adrian Zmed.
Oh, that's funny. It's not shocking, but that's funny. Oh, Adrian Zmed.
Yeah.
I'm still convinced that's the reason why I like Bad Boys to this day, is that stupid movie. I can't see a ladder without seeing Cool Rider. Like, it can't. It just can't happen.
Well, we have gone off the rails.
But now I feel like... I apologize.
I feel like the only way to end the show is with Cool Rider playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we're going to end this show. thank you, Brandy. Before we go, do you want to... How can people follow... So, is he Captain America?
So, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at SIHCA Podcast is the easiest way to find us. So, is he Captain
America? The easiest way, just throw in some random letters into Twitter. And
yeah, it'll come up. Type in girls who don't know what the hell they're talking about when listening to comic books. No, it's So Is He Captain America Podcast, just the initials for that.
Alright. And you're available on Stitcher.
Stitcher, iTunes. I think we're hitting all of them. Even though I'm like a grandma trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Just type in So Is He Captain America in Google and we'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, there's only one of us.
All right, well, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And as always, question everything and do something positive.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.